We've got a story we'd like to share with you all, a story that my friend Leslie here wrote for you. I'd like to invite any of the children who are here to come forward for it. So, this is my friend Leslie, and she and I have known each other for a long time. She's a minister in Virginia, and she was the president of the congregation that I joined when I first became a Unitarian Universalist. So that's how long we've known each other. And she says she remembers me that first day that I walked into that congregation, which is really cool. And today we have a story about a woman named Olympia Brown. Have any of you heard of Olympia Brown? No? No? Okay, she must not have been B in your alphabet curriculum. Well, I was thinking maybe she was. Olympia Brown was a really, really wonderful and courageous woman. And we're going to tell you a little bit about her today. Olympia Brown believed people should be fair, and she wasn't afraid to say it.
Olympia was a girl in the 1830s and 1840s, a time when women weren't allowed to do many things. And yet her parents taught her that women had many talents and abilities just like men. Olympia's family grew up in Michigan, which was still on the frontier, and had fewer rules about how people needed to behave. When Olympia started school, she thought it was unfair that the boys were allowed to do certain things in school that she was not.
Boys were allowed to give speeches where they talked about what they thought without writing it down first, speeches called extemporaneous speeches. Girls were not allowed to do that. They were only allowed to read speeches that they had written on certain topics that were considered proper for young ladies to speak on.
Olympia Brown didn't think that was fair, and she persuaded her classmate, Addison, to ask that girls be given the same training as boys. The teachers were shocked.
"We will leave the class if students persist in such a resolution."
The class didn't want that, so everyone kept silent.
Olympia wanted to stay in school, so she obeyed the rules. And yet, she began to notice that sometimes the rules just didn't make sense. They only worked for some people. She began to speak out. Someone told her, "That's not ladylike."
"Yes, but is it true? Is it fair?" Olympia Brown believed that people should be fair, and she wasn't afraid to say it.
In the 1860s, when she was a young woman, only men were allowed to be ministers and church leaders, those who taught people how to live and what they believed. Olympia once got to hear a woman preach, and it changed her life. She thought that women had a lot to say about the right ways to live and what was important in life and death. And she thought women ought to be able to be church leaders. So she went in and she studied and she started going to school to be a minister in the 1860s.
The head of the school where she went told her that he did not think she could be a minister. When he was writing to admit her, he said he would admit her along with the regular students, but he also told her that he did not approve of women ministers.
"But," he said, "I will leave that between you and the great head of the church."
"And that's exactly where it should be left. My God believes in women too."
In 1863, Olympia Brown became a Universalist minister, one of the very first women in the country to do so. She worked for years and years and decades to get women the right to vote. When she was 53 years old, she decided to stop being a minister and to devote her entire life to winning women the right to vote. By the time she was in her 80s, women still didn't have the right to vote, but she was not about to give up.
People did not like her asking for women to be able to vote, and they didn't like it that she was talking about things that they thought would make trouble and that she was making people pay attention to her. They didn't like the gold and purple and white sashes that she and the other ladies wore, and they especially didn't like that fact that women were marching in the streets.
"It is highly improper for ladies to march and protest. Ladies should not be marching in the streets carrying signs.
Olympia Brown answered, ladies will never get the vote if they don't demand it. Women have been dignified for over 60 years, and we still do not have the vote. Is it because we are too dignified to fight for what we want? Is being proper more important than being able to vote?
Olympia Brown believed in treating people with fairness, and she wasn't afraid to say it.
And because she didn't give up, because she didn't take no for an answer, because she judged for herself what was right, even when others told her it wasn't the proper thing to do.
Because of all that, today we have education that is much more equal for girls and boys. Today, leaders in many areas of life are both male and female.
Today, both men and women can vote. And today, no one would question that. Today, what Olympia Brown did wouldn't be that hard, but in her time, it took courage and bravery and commitment.
Olympia Brown is one of our spiritual ancestors. May we be inspired by her example to talk about what we believe is right, even when our neighbors and sometimes even our friends will not. Because she was willing to speak out when others weren't, changes that made the lives of women much better took place. They happened because people were willing to say they wanted things to be different. They wanted people to have the same rights, equal rights. These things came about in part because
Olympia Brown believed in fairness, and she wasn't afraid to say it.
Please join us in singing our children to their